This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Day three of the work week is upon us. It's a Wednesday, and it is the DJV program, July 29th. See, the 30th, 31st, 30 days, half September, you got that old, is that a rhyme? What was that? That's just a saying, I guess, Victoria, right? Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The peering that we do every day through our rose-colored glasses into what the world has in store for us. Jennifer Horn is normally an important cog in the wheel, but apparently she has it. And as a result of having it, she's taking another day off.
Isn't it so weird to say that?
Say that it. She has it.
Someone has the plague. Yeah.
She has it, and her family has it. A whole bunch of them were all together in a cabin or a house or something when they went away for 4 or 5 days last week, and somebody in there had it, and so it became an incubator. So her parents have it, she has it, pretty much everybody in the family, and it presents itself for her anyway as a bad cold. And so she lost her taste of sense and smell,
yeah, so that's right. the first indication.
Exactly. That's the sign. Yep. So anyway, she's feeling badly that she's not here, but better to stay home and stay in the sacola for a while and sleep it off. I think that this is going to be a wonderful experience for all of us here, people that participate in the program, people that listen, but because you are participants, and this could be comparative. There have to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people that listen to this program who've been through the same thing. We haven't heard, once in a while I'll see something on one of the social media connections, facebook.com/DJV show, or on Twitter, @DJV show, that explains or somehow or other enlightens us as to what their experience has been with this whole thing. More often than not, what I get on the Facebook page often is just nasty, stupid stuff, so I don't pay any attention to it, but in this case, your stories you can share with us because we'll share them. But the story is the same pretty much for everybody unless you're compromised. If you're not healthy, then it's going to have more of an impact on you. Getting it. So one wonders, as we go through what Jennifer's going through, Victoria, and you had it because your husband's grandmother, I think, died. Did she not?
Yes.
She had it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's probably hard also to find anybody anywhere in the country, no matter what state you're in, that hasn't had some of this thing impact him or her one way or the other.
At this point, someone at least knows, everyone I think knows someone who's had it or who has been affected by it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So in this circumstances, are the teachers' unions that say they will strike if there is not, and I don't know how this has been described, they say that if they're forced to go back to schools without safety measures in place, they will go on strike. So what specifically are they asking for? Is it not the silly stuff in California where they want all kinds of things that have nothing to do with what's going on in school, but the American Federation of Teachers has 1.7 million members and said if they choose to strike, it'll be a last resort. President of the union says it'll fight on all fronts for the safety of students and educators. I don't know why it bothers me that teachers in public school call themselves educators. It is always, I guess they are, but they, when I think of educators, I think of college professors for some reason or another. And I always have thought that way, even when I was teaching school. I didn't like people. It made me uncomfortable to have somebody refer to me as educator. It's kind of like as a radio person, you're an influencer. I guess I am, but that's a weird kind of a name or a way to refer. Anyway, so the union wants to wait to fully reopen schools till the virus transmission rates in any particular community fall below 1% and daily test positivity rates stay below 5%. numbers the New York Times says few large school districts have met. Also want certain guidelines in place like contact tracing, mask requirements for students, and updated ventilation systems in school buildings. Okay,
in
well, you're
New
not going to get that.
Well, in New York, that is what they're working on right now. They're working on the ventilation systems. Yeah.
Right.
Governor Cuomo, I think it was maybe Monday of this week, he said that they were testing the filters, and he showed images of the filters that just, you know, were old and weren't going to cut it. So they're working on that right now in New York. New Jersey's doing the same thing. I don't know about Florida, because Florida seems to be on its own planet. So, but other hard-hit states, I think that's exactly one of the things they are working on, is the ventilation system. Because you can only leave the windows open for so long in the Northeast, you know, before it's going to get too cold, and kids are, you know, they're going to be too cold, and they're going to have to close the windows and turn the heat on. So that is something that they're working on right now. The 5%.
How do you do that without tearing schools all apart? Would be my question. Especially on the older schools.
Or yeah, I don't know. That's all I know is that that's what they're doing right now. They're updating
it.
In
where more the likelihood in smaller communities, although you think people think, as I'm relating the two, that there is no drug problem in rural America. It's all in the big cities, which is completely false. There's a huge drug problem in middle America and smaller urban, rural communities. And so we pay so much attention, and it's very interesting because most of the listenership to this program is in the middle, the mid-south, midwest. It isn't just on the coasts. It's inland, and the problems have been slower to develop there than they have in some of the bigger cities. That doesn't mean they don't have them.
It's spreading, so it's,
yeah.
You know,
right.
People, states that weren't initially hard hit went back to sort of quote-unquote normal, and now we're seeing all those spikes happening. When you look at the epidemiology map of the virus by county, New England is getting better and better, and it looks like it's sort of top down from Maine, you know, working its way towards New York and New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It's starting to spread the green, which is the lowest risk. Red is the worst, and all through Florida, all through the southeast, and moving through into the southwest is heavily red now with cases. So it's spreading in a way that I don't think anyone thought that it would, and everyone who, you know, thought, oh, well, it's seasonal, it'll go away with the weather, this virus is just proving everybody wrong on that front, and it's, in some cases, it's just kicked up so many new cases, and it's spreading a lot faster than than we anticipated it would. So,
but once again, degrees, we're talking about degrees. My read on this, and just strictly my read, is that because it is something that's mutated, and sometimes mutation makes things worse, in this case, the virus itself is much less potent than it was when it first got started. And by the way, this if you go back to the real history of this, it appears to have been, we're almost a year into this, not necessarily in America, but when you look at the situation in China and where it began and how it got spread, we're looking at it was the early fall when this transpired. And as much as I want to wash my mouth out with soap and put early fall into a sentence in the last week of July, hello, we're halfway through summer of 2020. And I, for one, will
like
be happy.
It feels like we're living in a suspended animation.
Right,
though,
exactly.
It?
We're living in
July,
a bubble.
July, the month is almost over. It really flew by. Mm-hmm. But it feels like we're just going to be kind of living in this bubble for who knows how long. More and more companies now are coming forward saying that no one's going to be back in the office until January
point
in 2021.
Looking into all of this stuff, from the various points of view that I do, I don't just look at it unicamerally. I kind of have three or four, as you know, different ways of measuring things and observing things. And I'm led to believe or to feel that we're looking at the late end of the year, the tail end of the year, the first part of next year, before all of this, no matter what the circumstances that brings it about. Some people say vaccine, some people it'll run its course, whatever it is. We still have another 6 months of this. So, at any rate, that is going to affect the election. One of the things we have not talked much about, who's running, how they're running, what the platform is, what are the ideas. But, for example, Texas Governor Abbott has extended early voting for the election by about a week because of what's going on. He said Texans can start voting early in October. Rather, I guess it's October 13th and the 19th. And they'll be able to do it until the 30th of October. I noticed here in my hometown of Framingham that 20% of the people, the lady who's the city clerk, says 20% of the 40,000 eligible voters have already asked for and been sent the, well, not they haven't been sent because they haven't been printed yet, but they've been asked. They have asked for the early voting. Some, you know, the mail, whatever it is, I guess that's what it is, you right?
Mm-hmm.
You hand over your ballots. Do you bring them into the city clerk? I guess it depends on where you are.
No, you mail them. And so the
old
post
idea,
office,
in this case, yep, would be to mail them, yeah.
Right. Well, the post office has said that you have to count on, and this is really important for wherever you are, however you want to vote, if you're going to do it through the mail, the post office has said they anticipate a huge uptick in business during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that you have to allow for 2 weeks. So that really means if the general election is on November 3rd, actually you need to mail your ballot by October 20th. So if you want to have it counted in time for the election and not counted afterwards, then October 20th is your actual date that you need to mail your ballot by. So people just, I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. So if you really want your vote counted before the election, that's what you have to do.
All right.
Well, a lot of people are, you know,
as the world turns, it's so
popular.
Yeah,
a lot of people are not comfortable standing online with a bunch of people, you know, in crowds waiting however long it may take. But, you know, I'm going to try to do it in person if I can, just depending on what the situation looks like for voting.
I like going to into the situation. Bring wear your mask.
It just depends on where you are, you know.
I mean,
like I said, New England is getting better and better with cases, not having new cases popping up. Yeah. So you might actually be okay to vote in Massachusetts.
When I come back in California, I'm going to have to fill out some forms and turn them in, indicating that I will do my best to quarantine myself, which is not going to be a big deal because the way I work, I'm not around a lot of people to begin with. So it won't be a big deal, but it is for some people. There's no question about that. Speaking of what's a big deal, more than one-third of Americans, according to the information that's out this week, pretty much 40% of Americans are clinically obese. The risk factor for many health conditions, like COVID, is increased. I hope that you're thinking about your own health and you're doing your assessment honestly in terms of where you are with your weight. $150 billion is spent, this was last year, before the virus, the cost of obesity-related health care expenditures. That's $1,500 a head for people who are overweight compared with their normal weight peers. Again, that was before the virus. So, what are we doing to be healthy, to get healthy? You lose the weight that you don't need, you shouldn't have, that is damaging, harmful to you. And you do it the natural way. The Healthy Weight Loss Program from Calitrin will really do the trick. It does. It will. It has for millions of people over 20-some-odd years. Safe weight loss, no drugs, no stimulants, and you're not required to purchase month after month after month. You get involved in the program by going to toploss.com, where there are a lot of weight loss tips for you. Take advantage of the health supplements, the side benefits of these supplements. Toploss.com, buy three, get three free. It's the BOGO deal. Buy as many as you want and get an equal number free. No shipping charges using the code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This group because of the name. Never. We talked about that before. No, these are the chain smokers. They're under investigation. Governor Cuomo of New York launching an investigation into their recent concert in the Hamptons, calling it egregious when it came to social distancing violations. It was part of the Safe and Sound series. It wasn't safe. I guess there was a lot of sound. It took place last Saturday in Watermill, New York, which is on Long Island. It was promoted online as a drive-in music experience that would set the bar for all events to come. Not so fast
for
that.
Let's hope it doesn't.
Yeah, right. All the proceeds went to 3 nonprofits, which is okay. However, concertgoers shared videos on social media showing people distancing, not distancing at all, dancing. Singing.
This looked like a typical concert without a pandemic. Looking at the videos, this was just a mass of people, and you would never know that there was a pandemic by looking at the concert footage.
Yep.
And the one thing I don't understand, not a single time did the chain smokers on stage tell anybody, guys, you're supposed to be in your car. Like, where was the responsibility of the band?
None.
You know, it really kind of blew my mind. They're on stage. They're looking at all the people who have gotten out of their cars and rushed to the front of the stage.
I thought it was cool.
And they don't say anything.
No.
I don't get it. They deserve plenty of fines or whatever's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, Cuomo said he was appalled, and I think he's right to be. I think everybody ought to be appalled, and they ought to feel the backlash, these chain smokers.
Yep.
The governor said, Department of Health will conduct an investigation. We have no tolerance for the illegal and reckless endangerment of public health. Approximately 2,000 people were at the performance. They had price packages from $850 to $25,000. Good God. And, you know, I almost think, even if you have the money, I hope this doesn't sound arrogant, but isn't there something better to do with it than pleasuring yourself in a sense? Spending $25,000 to go see this bunch of jerks. The organizers.
It's the Hamptons, so.
Yeah, well, still. What could you do? Think of all the good you could do with that $25,000.
Right.
What did you do? What good have you done with it here? Except, please, you know, you're pleasuring yourself. That's about all it is. The organizers of the event said cars had designated parking spaces in front of the stage, which attendees were instructed not to leave unless they had to go to the bathroom. Concertgoers, yeah, right. The temperatures were checked when you got there. Sanitizer and protective face masks were made readily available.
Yeah, no
Dirty
one was
guards
wearing
were on
them.
Hand, but nobody.
You can
was,
see
yeah.
in the videos, no one was wearing them. Very few people.
Health commissioner criticized the concert as well. State has banned all non-essential gatherings of more than 50 people. I am at a loss. This is the commissioner,
Dr. Zucker,
Howard Zucker,
yeah.
Saying I am at a loss as to how the town of Southampton could have issued a permit for such an event, how they believed it was legal and not an obvious public health threat. So, what did he said for that? Yeah, more self-serving, one-way thinking on the part of the arrogant egotists. At 26 after the hour, our focus now in our musical portion of this hour goes to Billie Eilish, who just made the year a bit better, at least for her fans. She took to social media to announce a new song called My Future, which is what you're listening to in the background. It will arrive tomorrow. I always thought she sounded so just... that's pathetic's not the word, but so...
Don't tell her fans that, my God.
All right. Billy has shared the release time to be, well, she did late yesterday. Looks like the song will drop at 7 o'clock Pacific time. The song will follow her recent theme to the 2020 007 film No Time to Die. The release date will now be, well, they say it's going to be November 20th. Let's see if that doesn't change.
Yeah, I think all the movies are pretty much pulled for the rest of the year, I would bet. They're not going to waste a big James Bond opening with, you know, no one in the theater.
Right. Billie's last release was her emotional track from last year, Everything I Wanted. We hear a little of that.
Oops, yeah.
This is certainly an age thing.
I love Billie Eilish.
I know you do. Okay. Anyway, she's been fostering. She's been in quarantine fostering a rescue dog. That's cool. Hosting a podcast with her father called Me and Dad Radio. That, I bet, I would be interested in listening to that.
It is very cool. Her dad is a musician and a musicologist, in a sense, and so they talk about a lot of really interesting things. It's very cute.
Interesting things here on the DJB Show, 29 after the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the country, White House health experts are urging several states to scale back. Florida has set a new daily record for coronavirus deaths and added more than 9,000 new confirmed cases of the virus. But Governor Ron DeSantis said his state has been making progress.
If you look at the number of people that are considered cases and have tested positive, that's only a fraction of the number of people that have been infected.
Dr. Deborah Birx from the White House Coronavirus Task Force is once again urging governors in certain states to close bars and limit indoor seating.
You may have been exposed, and you don't want to bring the one that brings the virus home.
Four more Miami Marlin players have now tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total number of Marlin team members infected to 15. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Once again, more hand sanitizers have been named as dangerous. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
U.S. health officials are warning Americans again to avoid a growing list of imported hand sanitizers that may be contaminated with the toxic chemical methanol. The Food and Drug Administration said there have been increasing reports of injury due to people using and sometimes ingesting the unauthorized sanitizers, which can lead to blindness, heart problems, or death. The active ingredient that kills germs in legitimate sanitizer is ethyl alcohol, which is consumable, but some Mexican companies have been replacing it with poisonous methanol or wood alcohol, which is used in antifreeze. The FDA first issued a consumer warning about the products last month. The FDA has posted a do not use list of more than 80 sanitizers on their website and blocked their importation.
A divisive debate continues in Florida, where COVID-19 is hitting hard. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
A number of lawyers in Florida are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about their risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in the Sunshine State, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the state has skyrocketed as of late.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour on the Wednesday DJV Doug Jen Victoria program, I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer has it and will be out. Well, she may be in order. She doesn't have to do anything to go on the air, so she can, after a couple of days rest, it'll be a good story for us to hear as to how, because I don't, you have that experience in your family. I don't have it in mine. I don't have any personal one-on-one relationships with people that have had it or been near it or been out of commission because of it. So we'll just hear just another good story, another good piece of information, how you deal with these sorts of things. Speaking of dealing, how are people in New York, wondering out loud as I am here, dealing with a lot of information that has this been leaked? Or just is it all these arrest records that were sealed? Is that what we refer to them as having been leaked? Would you
say?
Well,
the arrest records themselves have not been leaked, but the story has certainly, this is not looking good for the New York City Police. So the NYPD, it's for the last 40 years, it's been illegal for police in the state of New York to access a person's sealed arrest records. So sealed arrest records are records where someone was charged but not convicted, or cases that were dismissed. So juveniles, people who completed drug treatment programs and or committed non-criminal offenses, those records should, they get expunged essentially from their permanent record. You remember that when you were a kid? That'll be right on your permanent record. So, but what happens is, so the New York City Police Department is not supposed to access any of those sealed records. However, according to new court documents, there's a big lot of lawsuits happening against police departments around the country. New York City is no exception. And so court documents show that the police department has been breaking that law for many years on a very large scale. So according to the new court documents, the NYPD has digitally warehoused more than 6.9 million sealed arrest records for more than 3.5 million New Yorkers. What's worse is that every cop on the street has instant access to those records right on their smartphone. None of this should be happening.
Do you think the average police person in New York knows that?
Well, they do now. Of course they do. No, they all know it. It's loaded onto the phone.
So there's a prejudicial thing if you... Is it through a license number or your driver's license or the tag or whatever, or just name?
Or name. In New York, if you think about, like Manhattan, and this is happening all across the state of New York, but in Manhattan, most people are not in a car when they're pulled over or apprehended. Yeah. So they're on the street. So.
But how many different Tom Kents are there, for example, in New York City? If you just put Tom Kent's name in there.
I don't know. All I know is that this is an egregious oversight and or whatever, or maybe it's intentionally manipulated.
So who gets held responsible for this? What's the penalty to pay for doing this for as long as it's been?
I don't know what the penalty is going to be. The police commissioner, obviously, we've had several. This has been going on, for many years. Mm-hmm. So, and this class action lawsuit dates back to 2018. So there have been numerous police commissioners in charge throughout the last, 10 years. So I'm not sure who this is going to fall on. The mayor, maybe it'll go all the way up to the mayor. I don't know. But essentially what the lawsuit alleges is that the police department has violated this law. It's supposed to protect people from being harassed by police based strictly on your past convictions or interactions, because it's not a conviction. And essentially this affects black people and other people of color way more than it affects white people. So there's a strong racial component to this. And so instead of destroying or returning the arrest records to the person who was accused and then, acquitted, the case was terminated in their favor, which is the law, the NYPD admitted that it kept millions of these records anyway. And so in this, they call it the Domain Awareness System, DAS. It's a system of databases, and that's all been loaded onto through Microsoft, and this is not Microsoft's fault, but that is the program that they have on each cop's phone for easy access. And so that is I would imagine Microsoft is probably going to get involved and maybe take themselves out of this situation by not providing the software anymore. That would be a guess of mine after this has gone public. But this is pretty horrific, and this is a massive infringement on people's rights.
So if they're doing it in New York, my wonder as I'm listening to you tell the story is, where else is it being done? Is it being done, look at all the trouble they're having in Seattle. And there are a lot of people talking about Seattle and what has happened there with regard to riots. The certain organizers saying they're peaceful protests. I was reading an accounting by somebody who was in the protest last weekend, and his response when asked what was going on, was it a peaceful protest or a riot? His response was, when you set fire to 5 construction trailers, ransack and destroy a Starbucks, throw ammunition at a police station, and look at the people around throwing rocks and water bottles and everything they can get their hands on at the police, it ceases being peaceful. Anybody who treats this as just a run-of-the-mill protest or claims it's just a few bad apples are either lying or simply don't know what they're talking about. That's the word of somebody who is there. There are peaceful protests, yep. But he said, I've been involved in them, and this wasn't one of them. So, you think about the meaning of honest coverage of the news, right, number one, and who's involved in these, and why are they there, these people that are being so disruptive? What do you gain? What's really the image that you want to take away from this? Or what are you trying to prove? I think there are a lot of people there who have different means, and they have different opportunities, and they have presented themselves a lot differently than the average Seattle person. I think a lot of these people come, as I said.
Well, are we talking about Seattle or Portland? Because
I'm talking about Seattle here, but okay. In Portland it's the same kind of stuff going on.
But in Portland, though, there are so many stories of people who are peacefully protesting. There's a 30-year-old yoga instructor, and she was kneeling on the ground. She was kneeling, and then. And then out of nowhere, she basically was hogtied. She was thrown in a cell for hours, denied medical attention, not given any food or water. And she said she doesn't even understand why she was arrested. She wasn't doing anything. This is the kind of stuff that's happening in Portland, and it's all over social media. So it's either you believe what Trump and the cops are saying, oh, it's all violent, or you believe, what people are filming, and you look at the videos, and it's peaceful protests until stuff, gets incited at night. I don't know. I think it's it's a mess, but, if we didn't have protests during the civil rights movement, would we have actually ever had the civil rights movement? So I don't know. I think that protesting is important, and I'm not saying that violence and looting or anything like that should be part of it. It shouldn't. But, at the same time, there are multiple reports, and I don't know if it's the Chinese or who it is, but there are multiple reports that white supremacist groups are involved in these protests and that they're actually the ones who are fighting against the cops and inciting all this violence because it makes the protesters look bad. So, those white supremacist groups show up in every city at every protest. And, and all they want to do is make the Black Lives Matter people look bad and make it look like, they're just a bunch of thugs, which is what they've been labeled as. And it's a mess.
The upset continues. Now, if that doesn't upset you, the fact that the baseball season seems to be melting before your very ears, I was looking at all of the great coverage from the games, as unusual as they are, to see pictures of the stands with nobody in them, but the escape that's been provided, the ratings on radio stations especially, it's so natural to hear baseball games being played and called on the radio. I find myself being soothed by listening. Well, I didn't watch, but I listened to one of the games the other day, and I just felt like it was the good old days, in a manner of speaking. But not so fast. Because there was which game was it that was had all the players on the field last night?
The Astros versus the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That got very heated. This is the first time those two teams have met since that big scandal with the Astros stealing the signs. Mm-hmm. Now the Dodgers won this game 5-2. They play again tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Maybe not.
Well, as of right now, they are. They got in each other's faces. Not everyone was wearing a mask, so I'm sure we're going to see a flare-up of COVID with these two teams. But the Miami Marlins have postponed a few games because, a lot of members of that organization have tested positive, so now they're in quarantine. So who knows if the baseball season is really going to limp through this or not. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to sort of make an opportunity here for you to take a shot. It is not purposeful, but with regard to baseball and throwing out the first pitch, I think that there was something last week after Fauci threw out the first pitch where the president said, I was invited to throw out the first pitch at the Yankees-Red Sox game.
But the Yankees didn't know about it. Well, the thing that really I was confused by, why would President Trump pick a game that's between the Yankees and the Red Sox? Like, I don't get why he would. New Yorkers don't like him, so why would he want to even throw out the pitch for a Yankees game? And I don't know how Boston feels about him, but I would imagine it's probably
not
great. So
no.
Why doesn't he pick a team? Look, he went to the Auburn game or Alabama game last year, the football game, and had a standing ovation. So why doesn't he just pick a friendlier place to throw out the pitch? It was supposed to be, I guess, August 15th is the date that he mentioned during the press conference at the White House, and then the Yankees organization said, well, you know, we didn't know about that. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure what happened, but now Trump says he's not going to do it anyway, so I don't know.
Bingo. Today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, it's National Lasagna Day. Lasagna. There are all kinds of ways of pronouncing it improperly.
No.
You don't have to be Italian. You don't have to be fat. You don't have to have an orange cartoon cat to celebrate National Lasagna Day. Tomato sauce, cheeses, meat, vegetables. I don't put meat on my lasagna, but I do like gluten-free pasta, veggies, and lots of great cheese and tomato sauce. And tomatoes that are diced, that's what I've taken to lately, cutting up because tomatoes are so great. This time of year, the fresh tomatoes, all the great fresh vegetables that are around. I even cut up, I did start with a gluten-free lasagna, and I cut up a couple of different veggies and a big tomato and put it on top of the lasagna. And it was yummy. This lasagna, by the way, first showed up in Naples during the Middle Ages, made it to America in the 19th century. Since then, we seem to have been able to make it our own. If you go back in history, in the 1330s, the first recipe book to feature lasagna was published in Italy. In the 1880s, Italian immigrants began to bring lasagna to the U.S. And in 1995, Ronzoni introduced no-boil lasagna noodles to American supermarkets. So if you don't boil them, what do you do? How do you cook them? How do you not boil lasagna?
Well,
I've
never made lasagna on my own, but I think you have to, like, partially boil the noodles, and then you bake it. Yeah, and then they get baked with the sauce and everything.
Yeah, but it's yummy. Chunks of tomatoes, fresh tomatoes in the garden, and some good all-around American cheese. I know a lot of people like different kinds of cheeses, but I like the nice, fresh American cheese. All right, so there's another...
You don't put American cheese on lasagna. This is why we make fun of you for your cooking, because American cheese has no business being anywhere near lasagna. You know that.
So.
You just like saying these things because it bugs me.
Well, what's it?
Jen here to back me up.
It gets the desired result. Okay, let's talk about the Emmy nominations. Television news. Nominations announced. The show Watchmen on HBO led the list, 26 total nominations.
I've never seen that show, but it's like a superhero show.
And The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is a big bore, got 20 nods. The show Ozark on Netflix got 18, as did Succession on HBO. That's the one with...
I haven't seen it yet, but everyone has told me that I need to watch Succession on HBO.
I've watched it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Really?
It's kind of... Yeah. Cox. Not Cox. I was going to say
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox.
Yeah.
Is the one who stars in it. He's a long time, like 50-year... actor, everybody knows
who he is. I know the name. I'm sure if I saw his face,
as soon as you see him, absolutely would. Comedies did well. Schitt's Creek scored 15 nominations. Outstanding comedy series, lead actor for Eugene Levy, lead actress Catherine O'Hara, sporting actor for Dan Levy. Are they related, Eugene and Dan Levy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They co-created the show.
Ah, okay. Also, the morning show, Little Fires Everywhere and Little Big Lies earned nominations. Reese Witherspoon was overlooked for her part in all three of those shows, which seems
kind of a bummer.
Jennifer Aniston, Kerry Washington, Meryl Streep, and Laura Dern were nominated. That's a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Emmy Awards airing September 20th. It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Past the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to tell some stories. Here's another. It's like the New York police. Rite Aid. Not the same. Well, for me, this is an egregious violation of people's rights.
Yep.
So no more. If I had an opportunity to go into Rite Aid, I would not take it anymore, even though Walgreens has bought up most of them. But what are they doing, Victoria?
So Rite Aid has been busted big time. They were secretly deploying facial recognition software across a network of security cameras in hundreds of locations across the U.S. And the Rite Aid had been doing it for more than 8 years. And it only recently stopped using the technology because they claimed that it was part of a larger industry conversation. But no, they got busted.
To what avail, though? What's the purpose? What are they trying to figure out?
They were racially profiling people. They claimed that it was a deterrent against theft and violent crime. And they said it had nothing to do with race, but yet... We know that the reason that facial recognition software is such a controversial subject right now is because time after time, test after test, it improperly racially profiles black and brown people. and it cannot, it just, it's designed basically like the software itself, you could say, is racist in the sense that it cannot distinguish between one black person and another. It lumps them all in to, like, into being one person. And it can, but it can very easily distinguish
all
down
black
to
people
very,
look the same.
Yeah, well, yeah, to the software, yes. And,
yeah.
But yet, on the other hand, it is shown to be incredibly accurate for white people, like down to certain, you know, features that are like slightly different between people. So it's, the software itself is incredibly flawed, which is why so many companies have either stopped developing it or stopped using it. And so Rite Aid, to do this for the last 8 years, it's, this investigation found that in areas where people of color, including black and Latino residents, made up the largest racial or ethnic group, that's where the stores were more than three times as likely to have this facial recognition software without your knowledge, by the way. There, when you walk into these Rite Aid,
no,
it does not say,
we're
no.
looking at your smile.
Nope.
You're on,
yeah. Well, everyone knows that there's a camera, but no, it does not tell you that they're using facial recognition software, which essentially is, it uploads your physical face into a database where it can then search, and it can, it, I mean, it's without your permission. This is nuts that Rite Aid was doing this. And so now they're facing a, I think they're going to face a huge class action suit, and this
it's
is unregulated.
Started,
well, Reuters has done this investigation, and I think now once this evidence gets turned over, state by state, I think you're going to start to see some legal interaction. Reuters presented its findings to Rite Aid. Rite Aid issued a new statement saying that it had turned off the cameras. Like, that does any good. They still have all this, you know, stored in a database. And so IBM, said, which is one of the original makers of facial recognition software, they say that they are no longer investing in or developing the tech. Amazon and Microsoft also said they've put it on pause, and they're trying to figure out with local law enforcement. Congress hasn't passed any laws regulating facial recognition software, the use of it, or the sale of it. So it's just a big limbo right now. But this is a complete violation of so many people's rights. It's disgusting.
Yep, it sure is unnecessary, but you wonder who's running the show and for what purpose this thing was originally developed. Gorilla Glass is promoting new levels of durability. Let's find out. I know what Gorilla Tape is. I want to find out what Gorilla Glass is.
The Geek Out.
Until the moment you drop your smartphone, you probably don't put a whole lot of thought into the glass display. The glass used in smartphones of today have improved dramatically over the long history of handheld devices, but in the last 3 to 5 years, not so much. Corning, who makes the Gorilla Glass that is found in many of today's most popular devices, specifically Samsung and Apple, recently announced Gorilla Glass Victus, with claims it can now survive a 6-foot drop and is 2 times more resistant to being scratched. These are big jumps in improvement from the last several versions of their product. With the announcement of new smartphones due to come soon, Gorilla Glass Victus will certainly play its part.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, up next here, what's front and center here, Victoria?
Bad news for CES participants. It's now been moved completely all online for January of 2021. It will take place in Vegas, but no one will be in person. Normally, this is hundreds of thousands of people in Las Vegas, but it's going to be all done digitally, all online, which is good news for people sitting at home.
Yeah, experience.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.